today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 2nd of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Imran, verse 96 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakan wa hudan lil-'alamin.
Indeed, the first house of worship established for mankind was that at Mecca, blessed and a guidance for the worlds.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the objections of the children of Israel was that they said why Muslim had taken the Kaaba as their Qibla instead of Jerusalem, which has been built 1,500 years before Christ by Solomon. This verse is an answer to them that the Kaaba has existed from the beginning day and it is the first house with its ancientness and its date is further than any other places of worship.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب واغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض عليك
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لبيك.
You are with today's special and now this part, the secrets of Hajj. Dear brothers and sisters, the pilgrimage to Mecca, Hajj, is one of the fundamental obligations in Islamic laws. Hajj is one of the five pillars on which Islam is based. In Noble Hadith, Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, said, Islam is based on five pillars, prayer or salah, alms or zakat, pilgrimage or Hajj, fasting or psalm, and devotion to the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Imam Ali, Shia's first Imam, peace be upon him, advised about Hajj by saying, do not neglect the pilgrimage to the house of your Lord, otherwise you will be perish. Imam As-Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, if the people neglect the pilgrimage to the house, the chastisement will overwhelm them, and they would not be warned about it. This is so because neglecting Hajj while the person is in a position to fulfill all its conditions is a great sin. A hadith says, when a person is capable of doing the pilgrimage but does not do it, he has indeed flouted the law from the laws of Islam. Another noble hadith says, One who keeps postponing Hajj until he dies, Allah will resurrect him on the Day of Judgment as a Jew or a Christian. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. First of all, pilgrimage is a religious universal. One can rarely find any well-established religion in the world wherein nothing like pilgrimage could be observed. I mean, it means that almost all religions, and certainly all the divine religions, have developed something by way of pilgrimage for the followers. And it means that people leave their own homelands and take the burden of attending a very sacred place, and over there they enact some deeds, and by doing so, they come to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this perspective, we find that all this pilgrimage, that is Hajj, as called in the Holy Quran and in the Islamic religion, the aim of this ritual is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than this, there wouldn't seem any rationale for admitting all these hardships and problems. Imagine that nowadays it's possible for people to take flights from faraway lands to Mecca. But in the past, especially in the remote past, it wasn't like this. I mean, people had to go to Mecca, I mean, by means of, for example, hiring horses or camels, and I mean, enduring all kinds of hardships. Nowadays, compared with the remote past, I mean, going to Mecca is, I mean, quite easy.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Abraham, peace be upon him. The prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, continued his long journey across Babylonia, Syria, and Arabia. He folded up long periods of time while crossing plains, hills, valleys, rivers, and deserts to arrive eventually in the promised land of Mecca. To this place, he brought with the pioneers of faith and life his wife Hajar and his eldest son Ishmael. Ismail. The land of peace was the last station of the journey of Abraham. Prophet Abraham examined the deserts and mountains of Mecca as if looking for a new great event that will come into being on this particular land. Prophet Abraham's great heart resorted to silence to cover his secret and fate. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, in this part, we'll look at the lessons to take home from Hajj. One lesson is beauty in diversity. And proclaim among men the pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel, coming from every remote path, that they may witness advantage for them and mention the name of Allah during stated days over what He has given them of the cattle. Quadrupeds then eat of them and feed the distressed one, the needy. The Holy Quran, chapter 22, verse 27. Even today, in a global village, where we think we know about every remote path, Hajj exposes our ignorance about our fellow human beings. As the Sikh Imam said, He, Allah, established the great annual conventions of Muslims from the East and West during Hajj so that Muslims get to know each other well and become aware of one another's situations. It's quite beautiful to see pilgrimages adorned in different attires for worship to the same Allah, conversing in different languages but speaking to the same Allah.
Shortly after Adam alayhi salam was sent down to the earth, he was passing by the city of Mecca. And he passed by this valley which is surrounded by mountains. When he was there, Allah revealed to him, Adam, this is a holy place of worship. O Adam, mark the dimensions of the Kaaba and construct the Kaaba. Adam alayhi salam, he circulated around that place where currently the Kaaba sits on. And after circulating around the Kaaba, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive me after doing these rituals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Adam, I have forgiven you. And any of the descendants who come after you, your progeny, your descendants, if they come to this place, if they come to the Kaaba, they circulate around the Kaaba, they do the rituals that you did, I will forgive them. The Kaaba was assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a symbol that helps you concentrate on your Lord. Because we human beings, we need symbols, tangible symbols, so we can think of a higher power, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the history of the Kaaba. It started with Prophet Adam alayhi salam. The Kaaba in Arabic literally means the cube. It comes from the word muka'ab. Even in today's dialects and Arabic language, if you want to refer to a cubic shaped item, you say muka'ab. So the Kaaba basically means a cube. Because when you look at the structure of the Kaaba, it's a cube. It's a cubic shaped building. Prophet Adam alayhi salam, some narrations indicate, after establishing the Kaaba, which is the first house of worship, he went to the Holy Land in Jerusalem and Allah commanded him to build Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And that's why these two houses of worship, the Kaaba and Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where even historically the temple for the Jewish nation would be there, and Prophets Dawood and Sulaiman, peace be upon them, they established an elaborate temple in Jerusalem. But Prophet Adam alayhi salam was the first one to establish Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem after the Holy Kaaba. Then we come to the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered by the Almighty God to reconstruct the Kaaba. That's because a series of floods had destroyed the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to take his second wife Hajar and his young son Ismail to the Holy Land.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا